do is mess around. But I know that it's love we found, and I know that it's here to stay. It's more than just a word we say.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio. You're here with your host, Rain, on a beautiful Friday morning. Yes, it was supposed to rain, but thank God it didn't, and I hope it doesn't, because this weekend is going to be incredible in Vancouver, and you definitely want to be a part of it. What's going on, you ask? Well, tons of stuff, except for other than a whole bunch of new concerts, which I always try my best to announce as in an orderly, timely fashion. But we also have the Vancouver Mini Maker Faire and a whole bunch of other festivals happening around town. I'd like to get a chance to talk a little bit about all of them before my hour finishes. For those of you who know, my show, Sounds of the City Radio, airs every Friday right now between 10 and 11 a.m. And my show is dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts in and around Vancouver. So, yeah, if you know any good concerts that I kind of forgot to mention or just slip over my mind, because there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, especially with all these festivals that are happening right now. There's tons of festivals happening, and it just can't, I just can't get my head wrapped around every single detail. So if you want to help me out, you can either find me on Facebook. It's the Sounds of the City with the one, the circular logo, the logo one. If you open it up, it'll say CITO. You know what it is. Or you can just give me a call in the station, 604-822-2487, and I'd love to have a chat with you guys. Today I got a whole bunch of goodies planned for you, other than good music. Later on in the show, I'm happy to have Montreal DJ at Bowley. He's going to be on air with us for a bit. He's performing tomorrow at alongside DJ Siavash and Vincent Parker at the Festival d'Été. And I tried my best to get my French pronunciations correctly, but the summer festival, the Francophone Summer Festival started last week, but the tomorrow at Malcolm Bowl, they're hosting an event called Picnic Electronique. Now, you're wondering what Picnic Electronique is. It's an electronic company. Picnic Electronique is an electronic event, I'll just put it that way, based in Montreal, and they perform every Sunday from morning till night at this park there. And sometimes Picnic Electronique takes their music outside of Montreal and performs in other places like Vancouver. So they're going to be hosting the event. So a mixture of Montreal DJs and Vancouver DJs tomorrow at the Malcolm Bowl, which, in case you're wondering, I will be giving out a pair of tickets to this later on in the day. I already gave out a few pair of tickets on my Facebook page, but for those of you who are not part of my Facebook page, you can definitely check that out online. I'm sorry, on air with me. And I'll probably give that after I have a talk with Bowley. I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minutes, sometime within the hour. Stay tuned. Before I forget, let's keep that part of the conversation for later. I have a bunch of good concerts to announce. For starters, I want to say one of my favorite personal childhood favorite bands, Franz Ferdinand, they're finally coming back to Vancouver, and they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom, and that's happening on August the 8th. Now, this self-titled album was the one. This was the first time I ever saw a live performance was listening to this song. It's called The Matinee, and I saw it in the basement of my own house, and I had a cover band performing it. How old was I? 18, 17 years old? Anyhow, for good memory's sake, you're listening to The Matinee on CITR Radio, Sounds of the City, with your host, Rain.
Nail under the top and bottom. packs of Pringles, slacking ties and I. Not to look at you in the shoe. Accidentally I charm you and tell you of the boys I hate, all the girls I hate, all the words I hate, all the clothes I hate. Oh, I'll never be anything I hate. You smile, mention something that you like. I made it and what I made is unclear now. But his deference is and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now.
Follow me through corridors, refectories, and files. You must follow, leave this academic. Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
If you like science, kinetic sculptures,
robots,
music,
lasers,
crafts,
and much, much more. And you won't want to miss the greatest show and tell on Earth, Vancouver Mini Maker Fair, June 23rd and 24th at the Pacific National Exhibition. Visit makerfair.ca for more details. That's M-A-K-E-R-F-A-I-R-E.
And the what you just heard was a whole bunch of goodies by Franz Ferdinand. Once again, they're going to be in town on August the 8th, and they're going to be playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Yeah, they were one of my childhood favorites. I'm really happy I played two songs from them. The first one you heard was The Matinee, and the second one you heard was This Fire. In case you're wondering what that song was that made them famous in the first place, it was called Take Me Out. These guys have really creative music videos, very avant-garde, very... very pop arty. I don't know. You got to check it out. They're really, really interesting. Just YouTube Franz Ferdinand. But be careful. There's two Franz Ferdinand. There's one Franz Ferdinand that nearly started, well, that kind of did start the First World War. And then there's the band. You want to look up the band. And then later you can look up who started the First World War. But yeah, that's an entirely different story. Once again, August 8th, they're in town, the Commodore. Sticking to the Commodore a little bit sooner than that, tomorrow night, we're going to have Metric. But however, before I get into Metric, I just played you an ad by the Vancouver Mini Maker Fair, which is an event happening tomorrow, which is kind of music related because there will be lots of music within the environment, but it's not just music. The Vancouver Mini Maker Fair, as the ad said, is the biggest show and tell on Earth. It's anybody who makes something will be there. So how can I phrase it? So if you like knitting, there's going to be people knitting there. If you like crafts, there's going to be people doing crafts there. If you like giant robotic sculptures that are three stories high, there will be people that have giant robotic sculptures that are three stories high. Anything out of the box that you're looking for, you will find it at Maker Faire. And if you check that out, it's just mesmerizing by how much creativity exists within this city, not only in music, but in all forms of art, and not only in the traditional forms of art that we talk about, like design, drawing, etc. No, like the art of making bikes happen in a weird, crazy way. I know my explanation didn't really explain much to it, but you got to go check out the pictures if you want to see, or you can go check out the pictures online, or you can actually go to the Maker Faire tomorrow and the day after and go check out some of that music, because it is great. There will be music playing there, though. I don't know who the musicians are, but there will be music there. But you have to kind of take this event as a whole and try to go enjoy it. Tickets in advance are like $20. Go look up Vancouver Mini Maker Faire.ca. I'm sorry, minimakerfair.ca, or just look up Vancouver Mini Maker Faire on Facebook and you get all the information. The event will be happening at the PNE Forum, PNE tomorrow. And so you know it's going to be big. Last year they had it at the Great North Lake campus. It was the first year they were starting out. In case, for those of you who want some background information, it's called the Mini Maker Faire because the original Maker Faire is based in San Francisco. And apparently 50,000 people show up to that. And since then, other cities have decided to take their own quote-unquote mini version of the Maker Faire, and they created the Mini Maker Faire. So there's the New York Mini Maker Faire, there's the Vancouver Mini Maker Faire, and yes, and you will be going to the Vancouver Mini Maker Faire if you're not already going to another festival, which is the only excuse that you can have. in my books. But yeah, see you at the Mini Maker Fair on Sunday, because that's where I'll be all day, and I'll actually be somewhere in the media tent somewhere hanging out. To celebrate good times of the Mini Maker Fair, tomorrow night, after you've had a full day of Mini Maker Fair goodage, you can go check out Canada's very own Metric, and they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. Now, they got really famous with this song, and it's called Dead Disco, and let's hear it out, and then hopefully when we be back a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to be giving out a pair of tickets to see the Francophone Festival tomorrow at the Malcolm Bowl Festival d'Été, featuring Vincent Parker, Bowley, Mali, Shaitakis, and DJ Siavesh, and much, much more. But for now, what's his face? Metric tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. Right now, you're listening to Dead Disco on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Heard was Metric, and the song was called Dead Disco. Once again, they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Commodore Ballroom. Go check it out, because they haven't been here in a while from what I can tell, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. Support Canadian content. There you go. Carrying on with the rest of the show, if for whatever reason you have a restraining order against the PNE Forum and they won't let you in that show, it's okay. We have backup solutions for you guys. Tomorrow morning, you guys can go check out, have a nice walk in the quote-unquote, hopefully, beautiful sunshine of Vancouver through the Stanley Park and make your way out to Malcolm Bowl, where there's going to be, as of 2 o'clock, there's going to be music, electronic music playing for you all day till whenever the city permit lets you have music outside. I think that's around 10 or 10:30. You can see that before you go to see Metric. See, I have it all planned out for you. What more could you want? But tomorrow, tomorrow we're going to have a whole bunch of Picnic Electronique, which, as I said early in the show, is they're hosting an event as part of the Francophone Festival here in Vancouver. And they're having a full day of electronic music. And the musicians playing will be DJ Siavash from Vancouver, DJ Vincent Parker, sorry, Vincent Parker from Vancouver, DJ Bowley from Montreal. I'm getting his name right, Bowley or Bowley, but yeah, he'll correct it or he'll kick my ass over the air once I talk to him in about 5 minutes. Sorry if I got it wrong, buddy. But, and we also have Shida Kiss and more. You want to be part of that. It's where Montreal and Canada and Vancouver can come together all under one roof. Not really one roof. Malcolm Bowl doesn't have one roof. All under one cloud, and we're going to be enjoying lots of good music. Hopefully I'll have... I'm going to play you a song by Bowley. This is Red Right Nighter. And when we come back, we're going to have him on air with us, and we're going to have a little chat about what to expect tomorrow at the Malcolm Bowl. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio. Are listening to the good music of Boli. If I everything went correctly, I should have Boli on the air with me right now. Boli, my buddy, how are you?
I'm all right. How about you, bro?
I am good, dude. Thank you so much. Hey, wait. Bienvenue, Vancouver. Did I say it right? did I get it right?
Yeah, perfectly.
Okay, good. Sorry, I'm Iranian at heart, so every time I have to speak French, I have a complication with it. The only words that I can say is je ne parle pas français.
That's good enough to get by, I guess.
which comes in handy when someone's screaming at you something in French.
Dude, exactly.
Welcome to the show and welcome to Vancouver. How are you? When did you get in town?
I got in town actually. Wait a minute. I got in town 2 days ago actually. It's my first time in Vancouver, so I thought I would just go around, see what it's like.
Enjoy the rain, I assume. Is that what you're loving about it?
Not really. We haven't had any rain so far.
What? Have you been in the past 2 days, man? Yesterday was a little bit sunny, but it wasn't perfect.
Well, it's not.
Well, apparently the stupid weather network says it's going to rain tomorrow, but I think they're wrong. I think it's going to be beautiful sunshine, don't you?
Yeah, I'm totally sure.
Awesome. So Boli, if that is how I should pronounce your name, thanks to you for correcting me on that. Boli, give my Vancouver listeners a brief about who are you? You're a DJ. What do you produce? How does it work? Who are you?
I'm a DJ, I'm a producer. I'm a promoter, actually, too, in Montreal. I'm part of a crew called the ESL Crew. And I produce all kind of different kind of dance music. It can go from techno to house to even more new disco-y affair. I don't restrict myself to a genre. I just have certain kind of aesthetics I follow along in all genre I'm touching.
When did you start?
I started producing electronic music in 2009, but I've been a musician for, I don't know, all my life. I've been doing other kind of music before.
Yeah. Like what?
I actually started with classical when I was a kid and an adolescent, teenager. And then I moved on to more experimental, industrial kind of music, noisy stuff, free jazz, free improv. I did a bit of everything. So I did many things. I still do a lot of different things, actually, apart from doing dance music.
Because the music I just heard too didn't seem to have anything to do with classical music.
I'm kind of.
I saw your pictures online, and I'm kind of having a hard time imagining you playing the piano in a suit. But what instrument did you play before in classical music? What instrument did you play?
I played the viola da gamba, which is the ancestor of the cello.
Oh,
it's a baroque instrument. Actually, it's not really per se. It's not classical music. It's baroque music.
What's the name of the instrument again?
Viola da gamba.
Viola da gamba. That's an awesome name for an instrument. You can sell that in it by itself. So do you, as a right now you're a DJ and a producer.
Yep.
During your electronic sets, do you ever bust out the viola da gamba?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Maybe one day. I don't know. I like to keep things separated a bit. I don't know. I try to use like the maybe not the traditional, but like the usual tools and see what I can come up with, like what's going to be my take on that. So that's what I've been trying to do with electronic dance music so far.
That's going to be cool. But maybe later on, maybe mixing all these different instruments that you have together, maybe together it could be something cool.
Well, yeah, for sure.
If you ever do that, let me know. I definitely want to be there.
Cool, man.
To check
that out. I'll let you know.
So other than Montreal and now Vancouver, where else have you played?
I played in quite a few places. I played in Toronto, obviously, Montreal a lot. I played in Barcelona too for MuTech. I played in London a bit. That's about it, I think. I played in Ottawa to get to know. I haven't played the U.S. yet. There's some plans in doing some little tour over there at some point.
What are we going to expect tomorrow at the Malcolm Bowl? You have an early set. Well, all these sets are earlier. I think, what time are you on? Around 5? 4?
I think I'm on at 4:30, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah,
at 4:30. And then what are we going to expect? What are you going to play for us? What's it going to be?
I don't know, a mixture of... I always improvise my sets. I mean, I always have like a few songs I've selected, but I mean, I always improvise it. So it's going to be somewhere between disco, house, and techno, depending how it goes.
And when you said improvise, how much of your song... For example, if I just played a Red Right Nighter, if you play Red Right Nighter live right now, how much of it do you have control over changing during your performance?
Well, that's the thing. Like, actually, most people don't really realize, but when you say you're DJing, you're mixing other people's music. Sometimes it's your music, but sometimes it's other people's music. So tomorrow I'm going to be DJing. I'm not going to be playing live. I really seldom play live. I prefer to compose and record and songs that I will play in my DJ set after that. When I say improvise, it's just like I have quite a lot of music with me when I go DJ, and I just like I don't have a set list. I'm like, first I'm going to play this song, then this song, and then this song. I just improvise along, going along with the vibe. But when I play live, though, I improvise too, which is why I don't play songs that I've finished. I just play stuff I have been making, especially for the event, especially for playing live, and I improvise the different sounds between them. But that's not what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. It's DJ set tomorrow.
So, but when you do perform live, like, do you have every single piece of the music divided up into like different stems? So you have the drum beats, you have the melody.
I have like the different sounds and different stems and different tracks, and then I can like just like choose any of those and try to mix them together. So it's just like a big DJ set with a lot of vinyls, if you want to use that analogy.
I look forward to hearing it tomorrow. Before I say goodbye to you, and I'll definitely try my best to hang out with you tomorrow, I want to be playing a song. I want to play our groove, Groove Don't Stop. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yeah, for sure. It's a song I've done about 6 or 7 months ago. I just like changed a bit my setup in the studio, so I had I bought a lot of outboard equipment and old analog synths, and that's pretty much the first tune I did with all that. And I call it our groove because most of it is Roland, so it's Roland Groove. And it's me trying to do like some house a bit in the vein of what was done in New York in the beginning of the 90s, and obviously like putting my little twist on it. So that's what that tune is about.
Well, let's have a listen to it. Boley, thank you so much for calling in. I'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. If my listeners want to come to the Francophone Festival tomorrow, if you call in now at 604-822-2487, I still have one pair of tickets to give away. Thanks, Boley. You're listening to Our Groove.
Thank you so much.
Periscope Concerts, CITR, and Scene in the Dark present Young Empires and Gang Signs, live Thursday, June 28th at the Biltmore Cabaret. See Young Empires and Gang Signs live on June 28th. Tickets are available at northerntickets.com. And for more upcoming Periscope events, visit periscopeconcerts.com. Periscope Concerts, bringing passion back to live entertainment.
The TD Vancouver International Jazz Festival and CITR present Balkan Beatbox on June 27th at the Vogue Theatre. One of the most exciting bands on the planet, Balkan Beatbox mixes Arabic, Mediterranean, and Balkan traditions with the freshest club grooves for a sound that is completely unique. For details and tickets, check out vanjazzfest.ca.
We're here, we are back here on Sounds of the City Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM from the second floor of the sub-building here at UBC. Welcome back to the show after a whole bunch of good songs. We just had an interview with Boley, who's going to be playing, Montreal DJ and producer, who's going to be playing tomorrow alongside Vincent Parker at the Malcolm Bowl as part of the French Festival d'Été, the Francophone Summer Festival of Vancouver. And congratulations to Isabelle, who won a pair of tickets to go see that show tomorrow. And I'm sure I'll see you there. Have a blast, Isabelle. I still got 15 minutes left to the show, and it's still festival time. You got that right. Next month, Vancouver is hosting the next installment of the Folk Festival, which I'm sure everyone's really, really stoked about. CITR is a proud sponsor, and God knows there's over 100 bands playing, and each one of them is worth checking out 500 times. But there's only a few that I can play for you guys right now. We got Annie DeFranco. Who else? We have Annie DeFranco, Dan Mangan, K-Non. Oh God, so much. I highly recommend buying your tickets to go see that show if you haven't already. It's 3 days by the beach. Now I know. Last year we had a bit of a misfortune in the month of July. Someone decided to take a piss on us for 2 days, and then it was raining for those 2 days of the folk festival, and every single other day before or every single other day after the show, it was sunny. But just for those 3 days, someone did decide to put a damper on our evening, but that did not work. We still rocked it out. Emmanuel Jha was rocking it out, and it was such a good event. But trust me, this year we've talked to the weather gods, and they've promised to keep. Now, it's going to be rainy for a few days in July, but for the most part, they've promised to keep a little bit of the rain off the folk fest so we can have a genuine blast of a time. I don't mind jumping up and down with the rain falling on me. I do prefer sunshine so I can lie down in the dry grass, you know, just my own personal type of thing. But so the festival is on July 13th, 14th, 15th. And people playing will be K-Non, and this is one of my favorite ones. It's called Soba. I want you guys to take a listen on Sounds of the City Radio.
Basically, I got beef. I want to talk to you directly. I can't ignore, I can't escape, and ask because you affect me. You cripple me, you shackle me, you shatter my whole future in front of me. This energy
energy is killing me. I gotta let it pour like blood sober. Nabikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Na gala soba, na gala soba. Nabikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. So for real, who's to blame? We lose lives over Khalil's name. Disregard for the soul. We just don't give a fuck no more. Left alone, all alone. Settle your issues on your own. What to do, where to go? I gotta be a refugee, damn sober. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Na gala soba, na gala soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Mokdisho used to be a place where the world would come to see. Jazira, Sugun Talida. We're the Iglesia, Io Medina, Hargeisa, Osaso, Barbere, Io Berbera. My skin needs to feel the sand, the sun. I'm tired of the cold, goddamn soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Na gala soba, na gala soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Use the last part of flow, known as a lyrical rhyme domino. I'm cynical, well, oh, now you know. Put a hole in an MC like Cheerio. They don't hear me though. I work for the struggle, I don't work for dough. I mean what I say, I don't do it for show. Somalia needs all gunmen right out the door. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Na gala soba, na gala soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba. Na gala soba, na gala soba. Nibikiwa diten na gala soba. Nibikiwa baten na gala soba. Nibikiwa kuten na gala soba.
CITR presents Apollo Ghosts with Halifax's Dog Day and Monomyth at the Waldorf Hotel on Friday, June 29th. The show starts at 8 p.m. Cover is nothing more than $7. It's a bi-coastal grudge match. Don't miss it.
And the music that you just heard was from K9, and the song was called Soba, S-O-O-B-A-X, if you would like to check it out online. He's going to be playing as one of the hundred musical performances happening at the Folk Fest on July 13th, 14th, and 15th. I highly recommend buying tickets to that beautiful event of Vancouver if you haven't done so already. Continuing on with the rest of the Folk Fest, there's only a certain amount of people that I can play. Who doesn't love Dan Mangan, eh? He's playing at the Folk Fest again this year. It wasn't last year, but he's finally back, and I'm so happy to have a chance to see him because he hasn't played in Vancouver. Back in the day, that man used to play the Railway Club, the Media Club once a week. It was happening. If you want to see Dan Mangan, you can see him once every 2 weeks. But now, no, once a year he shows up at the Orpheum and it costs you a $40 ticket to go see him, and it's like, wow, that's expensive. Can't afford him anymore. But he's going to be playing as part of the Folk Fest, so spend those $100 tickets, get a weekend pass, go check out K9, go check out Dan Mangan, go check out Annie DeFranco, go check out so much more, so much more. This is one off of his latest album. It's called Our Fortune, and the song is called Post-War Blues. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City Radio.
Let's start a war for the kids. A purpose. purpose for which to unite. Make them some words they can mend. What they don't know, they won't mind. Find them a foe for the fight. And stories to tell as they age. Then maybe time will decide which ones keep and which ones fade. There's the deepest sleep in my blood, from which I am slowly coming to. And every morning I wait for the news. Oh, this is post-war blues. Make me insightful again. But I can't see, I can't fight. Make me a fire to burn. Burn all the letters I wrote. Write me a list of concerns.
The song you just heard was called Post-War Blues off of the album Oh Fortune by Dan Mangan. Dan Mangan is going to be playing part of the hundreds of musicians as part of the Vancouver Folk Festival that's happening July 13th, 14th, and 15th. Check it out. I only got like 5 minutes left before Dorothy comes in with sounds Stereo Blues. I still want to stick to the festivals. Before the Folk Festival, we have the Jazz Fest, which I talked about last time. And wow. What an incredible lineup. Just, there's incredible lineups everywhere. I'll stop talking. I want you guys to check out, what's his face? Robert Randolph. He's going to be playing on June 30th at the Vogue Theater. Tickets are a little bit pricey. They're like $40. But listen to the song. If you don't like it, you have the right to walk into the station and shoot me. You're listening to it on Sounds of the City. This one's called Ain't Nothing Wrong With That.
Don't matter, red hair, brunette.
not sold? Yeah? No? Okay, if that did not sell it, then you know what? Check out this other one. This one's called The Thrill of It. Hey, let me grab my guitar and get in the car. Go pick up my cousins. Pick up my cousin on the bass. Give me the bass. Got my cousin on the drums. Go pick up Chris. Come on, let's ride, we ride. And that's it for this week's episode of Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. The song you just heard was by Robert Randolph and the Family Band. And once again, they're going to be playing June 30th at the Vogue Theater. I'm talking so fast because I got to go. My show's over. And Stereo Blues is on next. But before I forget, me and Stereo Blues, meaning Sounds of the City and Stereo Blues, we're doing a special live broadcast next week. Next Friday, 7 bands from the Lounge Station. But I guess Dorothy can explain the rest of it to you because I'm kind of talking really, really fast right now and I'm kind of freaking myself out. So I want to leave you with a song by The Facts. It's called Phew. You're listening to on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll be back with Stereo Blues. Thanks for listening.